I've read a number of books on IT leadership and how to be a good CIO. None of them mention the major change of the last two decades, the rise of agile and lean practices for IT delivery. I've read plenty of books on agile and lean practices for IT delivery. None of them explain the role of IT leadership in an agile world. The two domains are evolving separately. The field of IT leadership continues to frame its problems in its same old ways, oblivious to the deep changes brought on by the agile revolution, while the agile world, ever suspicious of management, proceeds as if it can manage without the involvement of IT leaders. Surprisingly, this divergence continues despite the deep influence of agile and lean thinking on general, that is, non-IT management. The disciplines continue to evolve separately, even though corporate strategy is increasingly about both agility and IT strategy. The two worlds do not converge, even though IT leadership books advise CIOs to pull themselves closer to strategy formulation and claim a seat at the table. But while the other C-level executives around the table are discussing the need for agility, senior IT leaders, eager to gain or retain a seat at the strategy table, are pursuing the path of demonstrating the value of IT by locking in old-school practices that encourage rigidity. Agile and lean thinking represent simply the best way we know of practicing IT. The techniques of continuous delivery, CD, and DevOps might have originated with the so-called unicorns, the leading technology companies, but they have spread quickly through the horses to the donkeys, dramatically increasing their deployment velocity and market responsiveness, and in the process, becoming table stakes for playing in competitive industries. The Puppet Labs and Dora 2016 State of DevOps report found that those high-performing horses and donkeys spent 22% less time on unplanned work, a proxy for quality, and 50% less time remediating security flaws, experienced 2,555 times shorter lead times, and had employees who were 2.2 times more likely to recommend their companies as a place to work. The stock market bets happily on those horses, as they show a 50% higher growth in their market capitalization over 3 years. Admittedly, IT is always changing, and rapidly. Suddenly, we were delivering for desktops rather than mainframes, for client-server architectures rather than monolithic ones, for distributed abacuses, N-tier whatchamacallits, clouds, extra-large-size data, reoriented objects, etc. Our services became microservices, apparently skipping right over milliservices on their way to becoming nanoservices. Our businesses had intelligences, and our internet filled with things. We outsourced, we insourced. In this context, it is tempting to see the agile lean movement as simply a buzz term that describes how we deliver IT product today. In fact, these changes of the last 15 years are revolutionary. They are not about the mechanics of IT system delivery, but about what IT is, how it should be managed and led, and how it fits into the enterprise. Yet somehow, the literature on IT leadership and the techniques taught to current and future CIOs through books, seminars, conferences, and membership organizations continue to emphasize a decades-old, control-oriented paradigm that is inconsistent with the new agile ways of thinking. This inconsistency, as I will show, runs deep. There are very good reasons why the CIO community is not taking advantage of the powerful changes brought on by the agile revolution. Revolution, yes, it even has a manifesto. Because of this divergence, senior IT leadership is pulled from one new marketing buzzword to the next, drawn to the trend of the day, while missing the deeper currents that could change the way technology is used to drive business value.